95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up, man?
It's a Monday.
Yeah.
It's sunny.
That's two evil things in a row to say.
How was the weekend?
Yeah, it's fabulous. How about you?
Excellent.
Not too hungover, you know, pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah, how about you?
You're growing up.
Yeah, I know. It's boring.
How about that?
Boring.
No hangover.
Actually, I can't say growing up too much, though, because I spent a good chunk of the weekend setting up all my video games. So I go all the way back to the original Nintendo, and I got all this crap on.
Wow.
Hooked up to
the same TV?
Yeah, the stupid thing still works. It's amazing. Those ancient cartridges from the 80s still work. Really
well. That is
crazy. Yeah.
I would have never thought that.
No kidding.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yeah.
One American dollar.
Oh.
Coming up next.
I got a chance to win a buck?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Richard Blade we're going to talk
to. Yeah, we're going to talk to Blade. He has some interesting news that Los Angelinos will be interested in, I believe.
There is a woman in England who might be the unluckiest human being alive. I'll tell you about that. Okay. And also, worst first names. Are happening.
Okay.
And
I almost said someone's name here, and I thought, I guess I shouldn't say that. I just thought it not.
Do I know him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Comes in the studio quite a bit.
Really?
Just popped into my head for some reason.
That's a fine first name.
Is it?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
A little odd.
I mean, compared. Also, give me five. We do five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme, and today we are doing songs about bad.
We're doing the bad songs today.
Correct. Yeah. Bad songs. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS. California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Keep listening for your chance to win Metallica tickets. We have them for Sunday, August 27th at SoFi Stadium. We tell you what song to listen for. The Metallica Jam of the Day at 8 o'clock with Heidi and Frank.
Tomorrow morning, they'll tell you who's going to play it, when it's going to play, and how you can win your way in if you're caller 13. So good luck, man.
You know what it's time for?
Oh, yes.
Dollar, that's what I need.
Bring the money. One American dollar brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamava, and maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. I want to become a millionaire.
Yes, you do. The way you yell it. Americans are gearing up for Valentine's Day.
Boom.
Is the article.
Blah.
You love it.
Blah.
Don't act like you don't love it.
Blah.
According to this report, top Valentine's Day destinations, the holiday plans have jumped by 50% over last year.
Oh, God, I would think.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, do you want to go out and die this year, dear?
Right.
No, I guess I'll stay home. Yeah.
But they list the top 10 destinations in the United States.
You mean like cities?
Uh-huh.
Cities
in the United States.
Where do lovers go?
Right.
I bet it's not that one place. Whatever's for lovers. I don't even know what that
it's
is.
Top
What's
10.
A state?
Uh-huh.
What's I don't know what that state is.
Well, there's a
state. Something is for lovers. Yeah, some state is for lovers. Who cares?
I'm sure it's Vermont.
I think it is.
Is it?
Actually,
I don't have any idea.
You know what leaps to mind immediately?
Right.
And I bet I'm wrong. How many do I have to get right and how many guesses
do I get?
You
have to get, you get six guesses.
This is
guesses.
Rough. Six guesses.
Yeah, and you have
one. One right.
And you have to get three right.
Okay, well, that's pretty good.
And you just got down from four just right there. All right.
Because I don't know. Love. You know, first, I do.
Dollar, that's what I need.
Or you damn sweethearts.
Just making sure that's still working.
All right. You don't need that.
All right.
You don't need a buzzer.
What is your guess?
The first thing that leapt to mind was Hershey's, Pennsylvania. That's where they make the kisses. I mean, that was a stupid guess, and I don't know why I wasted it.
All right. So, a zero for one.
I don't want to go to the second guess that I had that popped into my mind, because this is where honeymooners go. Niagara Falls, New York. Damn to hell. All right, New York City.
A lot of these are going to make you mad.
Of course.
Did you say New York City?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
What? Come on! You're going to take you on a show. You get mugged on the subway. What's more romantic than that? Hell's bells.
All right, so you have guessed three times and you have zero correct.
This blows.
All right.
This is
so you don't have any room to miss anymore. You have to get three in a row.
Honolulu
is what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah.
That is correct.
Woohoo!
Four guesses, you got one right.
That's pathetic. Las Vegas. Let me go party.
Las Vegas.
Come on, lovers, go to Vegas. Yes!
Well, you're under pressure. You're really good. All right, so you got one guess left, and you have to get it right.
Oh, man. It's between two for me, and I'm really hard-pressed. I think...
Tell me which two.
All right. It's either Hollywood or Atlantic City. And I'm leaning Atlantic City because Vegas did, but that's probably nobody goes there anymore, I don't think. So Hollywood. I'll say Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Yeah, have you heard of that? Not Florida.
I mean,
a really good one.
I assume
it's directly south, almost.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's Los Angeles. Sure. Yeah.
I
yeah.
Assume.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
Hollywood.
Yeah. 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 Woo!
Did nod at you like nope.
Not sure Atlantic did. City, he did, ladies and gentlemen.
Los Angeles, by the way, also Orlando, and you got to think both of those are Disney.
Oh, so but lovers go to Disney.
Number 10 is Denver, Colorado.
Why?
Don't know.
I mean, you used to get high there, but you can get high anywhere
number
now.
Number 9 is Las Vegas, which you got.
Sure.
Number 8 is Salt Lake City, Utah.
What?
Don't know.
So they want.
These are the places that people have already booked.
To go
for Valentine's Day.
You want to go and be told you shouldn't do anything?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they're like, I don't really want to do anything about this.
Number 7 is Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Number 6 is Phoenix, Arizona.
What?
Don't know.
These are people that have never been to Phoenix.
Number 5 is...
Well, lots of insult, Phoenix.
Kauai? Is that how you say
oh,
that?
Oh, Kauai?
Kauai.
Yeah, Kauai. Oh, well, that makes sense.
Number 5, 4 is Honolulu. Number 3 is Miami. Number 2 is Fort Lauderdale.
What? And who are one, these people?
And number 1 is Orlando. So there's your top 10.
Dumb lovers.
You missed 3 in a row and then nailed it.
Yeah. Wilhelm Idol.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
We have Richard Blade.
Yeah.
To talk to.
I spoke to him earlier today. How you doing, Richard?
I am doing great. Oh, and it's so nice to talk to Kevin again. Oh, man. It brings back happy days.
Yes, it does.
This
Richard.
Is a weird homecoming.
Yes,
on the wrong
is.
Channel. That's really bizarre.
On the right channel.
I mean, on the right channel. That's
yeah.
right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Richard.
Yeah.
Tell everybody what you announced today, because this is a very large show that's coming to the lovely Los Angeles area.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be in Pasadena, California.
Pasadena.
There you go. Cruel World 2, the follow-up to last year's. And it's going to be amazing. I mean, the lineup is kind of mind-blowing. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see that about a third of the comments are, is this real?
Yeah, right.
I mean, people, they can't just, I mean, I got 700 posts in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It was just ridiculous.
Yeah, it looks like one of those ideal sort of, oh man, if I were putting together Coachella, this is what I would put together as far as the alternative sound is concerned.
Absolutely. 100% right. It looks like one of those fake ads, but
yeah.
This one is 100% real. And the tickets go on sale on Friday at 10 a.m. our time. And I mean, the lineup is like a who's who. I mean,
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go from the opening acts till the closing act.
Okay.
I'm going to leave out some of the great local bands because there's some really good ones in there, including a band that's getting a big following now called Boy Harsher, and they opened for Danny Elfman when he played at the Hollywood Bowl.
I knew I'd heard the name, but I had no idea who that was. That sounds very, I mean, he's opening for, if Danny's on board, that's a good sign, yeah.
Yeah, he loves them, but this is the lineup starting with the opening acts, Animotion, The Motels, The Vapors,
nice.
ABC, Gang of Four,
cool.
Modern English, Gary Numan.
I mean, that one blew me away. Gary Numan, man, that's awesome.
Oh yeah, he's got a great album called Intruder that he's been touring and it's selling out all across the globe. And he wanted to play at the original Cruel World. But it got postponed a year because of something called COVID.
Yeah, never heard of it. No. Yeah, and I love the stuff that he did with Trent. I mean, Gary's still Trent Reznor. He's just cranking out some amazing stuff. Yeah.
Oh, he is one of the nicest guys you can meet, and as a showman, I mean, he is phenomenal. So I'm thrilled that he could find time because last year on the first Cruel World, he couldn't. He'd already been booked for Europe, all across Europe.
Mm,
so he couldn't cancel that. So. Gary Numan, and then the Human League, which, I mean, I consider the Human League and Soft Cell as the two bands that opened the British invasion in 81. Without the Human League and Soft Cell, there might have been no Duran coming over to America, no Depeche Mode,
it's
no
true.
Cure, no Richard Blade. Oh, what's
Richard Blade?
So, yeah. So the Human League, Adam Ant,
mm-hmm.
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Awesome.
Love and Rockets.
Yeah, that one's very exciting.
Oh, yeah. A guy called Billy Idol, who I just heard on KLOS, the afternoon show we're playing in.
Yep.
Iggy Pop. And Susie Sue.
And I'm so happy. I've been wondering where Susie's been hiding for so long. I saw the rumblings that she was kind of getting her stuff back together and getting ready to do some performances. So that's crazy. That's awesome.
So, it's going to be amazing. I mean, because it's 15 years since she's performed in America.
Wow.
15 years. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So the show is Saturday, May 20th.
Yep.
And the tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m.?
At 10 a.m., yeah. And there's information about how you can sign up for like a pre-sale. I haven't read it all. I'll post it on my Facebook page in a minute, so it'll be available. Or you can just, you know, go to your favorite search engine and Google Cruel World, and I'm sure it'll come up there as well.
And it's happening at Brookside at the Rose Bowl up there, in that little theater up there at Brookside. Yeah, so that's
really
cool.
Well, it's like 40 acres of grass, and they did the first Cruel World there last year, and it's all outdoors, and they have the vendors and the merch booths and multiple stages.
Very cool.
So people are saying, how come you get so many bands playing on one stage? And the answer is they're not all going to do two songs. You know, it's a festival. So they're going to have a festival set, and, you know, they're going to have a full chance to play their music. So it's going to be absolutely amazing. Last year, it was 100 degrees there, so we're fingers crossed it won't be quite that easy this year. But, you know, it is May, so hopefully it'll be in the, 70s or 80s, but it's a beautiful location. Mm. Wear comfy shoes, and there's plenty of water, plenty of vendors, and it's going to be just something special. Hopefully, Kevin, you're going to come down.
Yeah, bring a blanket to sit on, because there's so much grass there. Yeah. It's really great.
There's going to be a lot of grass there, man.
I mean the actual green grass on the ground. I'm talking about.
Oh, right. Richard, it's so good to talk to you. It's been so long. It's weird to actually interact with you today twice. That's bizarre.
Absolutely. I mean, I love you, Doug. So we go way, way, way back. And, you know, Kevin, you are one half of one of the greatest morning shows
here.
LA's history, without a doubt.
You
deserve your place in the Radio Hall of Fame, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, although it keeps getting vandalized for some reason. I don't know why that is.
People are painting over it.
Dude, all right. Well, I'm going to throw on some Iggy Pop. Great to talk to you. Looking forward to seeing you at Cruel World this year.
You got it, buddy, and thank you, and you guys keep rocking, all right?
Cheers.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Richard. All right, if you think you have bad luck,
this
story will make you think otherwise.
Okay.
This girl's name is Rachel Kennedy, and she won 182 million euro in the lottery.
Now, that sounds like extremely good luck.
Yes. She got the notification to say that her 7 lottery tickets, the couple who are 19 and 21, have been playing the same lottery tickets, 6, 12, 22, 29, 33, 6, and 11, for 5 weeks in a row. Somehow she had...
Only 5 weeks in a row?
Yes.
And they hit the 182
million. Yeah, which is about almost $200 million here.
Wow. Okay.
So they're 19 and 21, and they're like, oh, this is going to change our life for the better. This is great.
Well, it's going to change your life. That's for sure.
No kidding. Now, I'm not exactly sure how she did this, but she had her card set up to automatically purchase the ticket before the drawing.
Okay. I don't know that you can do that here.
Well, I don't either.
Okay. All right.
But
maybe you can. That'd be bad.
They got notified that the 2 euro and 50 cents that she needed to buy the tickets was not in her bank account.
Oh, no.
So the ticket wasn't purchased.
Yeah, you can't do that because you got to do cash here.
Yeah, I think
so. Buy cash generally.
Yes.
Yeah. So that.
But there was a glitch in the machine that told them you won.
Oh, no.
These are your numbers. Congratulations. No. You get 182 million euro.
No.
She didn't have 2 euro and 50 p, whatever that is.
Oh, my God.
And so the ticket wasn't bought. And
that's horrible.
Found out.
Oh, man.
Not only did they not win 182 million, they won nothing.
Those numbers are never going to come up again either.
No.
So oh, man, that's rough. Did they not give them anything? Did they not say,
nope?
Oh, that's a bummer.
They sent him a message saying, hey, good luck in the future.
Wow.
That's devastating. That's bad luck right
there. That's horrible luck. Wow.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
Turn on my machine, would you?
Alrighty.
So while you were out, one day, Stu filled in.
Right.
And I played this.
I need a dollar, dollar is what I need.
And he said, who is that? And I said, it's Allo Black.
Right.
It's an artist named Allo Black. And he looked him up.
Okay.
And he said, his first name is Egbert.
Egbert.
E-G-B-E-R-T.
Now, I know I've heard that name before. I don't know if it was someone in history or someone on Sesame Street. That's Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah,
Egbert. Wow, that's a name.
No wonder. It would be funnier if it wasn't Egbert the Third, which means he's named after his dad and his grandpa.
Right.
But at some point... Don't you have to go, okay, listen.
Yeah, some dad should have been cool.
He was born in 1979.
No, that's way too late for that kind of nonsense.
So you go, listen, the name Egbert.
It needs to go.
Let's not saddle our kid with my name, right?
Wow. So he went from Egbert, though, to Aloe.
Yes, Aloe.
That's not really necessary. Is he like,
he spells it A-L-O-E-B-L-A-C-C.
That's what you rub all over yourself.
Yes, it is. You rub him all over yourself. His first name is Egbert. So that got me thinking about bad first names.
Oh, bad first
People
names.
Really like to get creative with names.
Yep.
And the poor kids that have to go through school.
Right.
Just school even, let alone their adult life.
Yep.
With these terrible names. A lot of them are from celebrities.
Actors.
Yeah.
Actresses.
I know a kid whose first name is Halen.
Halen. That's not too bad.
From?
Right.
Van.
What?
Van Halen.
Oh,
but as a first name, Halen.
No, that doesn't work.
I don't think so.
No, but I mean, it's still not. It's not Egbert.
It's not Egbert.
Or Aloe, for
that matter. I don't know what is Egbert. I don't.
That's true.
That's a tough one to beat.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
We're going to be taking your calls at 818-955-KLOS. When you get into celebrities, Jason Lee, his kid is named Pilot Inspector. So you can't even go, I hate my first name, so I'm going to go with my middle name.
Well, there's Zappa, you know. There's Dweezil and Moon Unit.
He has Diva Thin Muffin Pigeon.
Nope.
That's the name of his daughter.
Nope.
Yes.
No.
The Edge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Blue Angel.
No. No. I mean, that's not terrible.
It's not. I mean.
Oh, but she's an airplane then. She goes fast. People go out and watch her.
Can you go with Angel
fly.
Or is that too?
Yeah, Angel's fine.
Yeah, I think I would go with Angel.
Yeah, you know.
Penn Jillette, his kid is named Moxie Crime Fighter.
Well, I mean, it's Penn Jillette. What do you expect?
That's true.
That's pretty much a given.
So you were given a terrible
or
first
Or you know
name.
Someone who had a terrible
yes,
first
exactly.
name. What kind of torture did they get in school? Wow.
818-955-KLOS. We are talking about bad names. Bad first names. And why your parents would give you a bad first name. And don't they know what it's like to go through school with a bad
first
name?
It's hard enough being in school as it is.
There are a lot of people who just use their middle name because they hate their
100%,
first name.
100%. Yep.
And
yep.
We were just talking about Allo Black, who's named Egbert.
His real name?
Egbert. That's a real thing.
How?
That was his dad's name and his granddad's
Sounds kind of delicious, but
no. But at some point, doesn't someone in the family go, hey, listen.
Let's be cool.
Egbert's?
Let's end it.
Let's stop this.
Yeah.
Let's come up with another name. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I heard you guys talk about names on the radio, and I have to publicly say my husband was right. He had the best name, and I should have listened to him.
All right, let's hear it.
Thunder Van Kallenberg.
Thunder Van Kallenberg?
Yep.
Wait, so you're calling us to say that you regret you didn't name your kid Thunder?
Yes, I regret not naming him Thunder, and I hope he's listening to publicly say he was right.
What did you name him instead?
Jeremiah.
Well, he had a bullfrog, but I don't know. I'm going to go with Jeremiah over Thunder any day.
I don't know. I like Thunder, but I think you would take a lot of heat.
Oh, my God, yeah.
As a kid.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
I think that kid dodged a bullet.
Hello.
Hey, we're talking about bad first names.
Yes, my first name is Melton.
Melton.
M-E-L-T-I-N?
O-N.
O-N. Why?
Melton.
My dad's first name was Jewel, middle name Melton.
No.
Why? But why do... Well, how come?
Yeah, why do they got to saddle the poor kid
why
with
do
the same
parents
damn name?
Not
yeah.
recognize their own name as bad?
Yeah.
Well, it was Alabama.
Oh, well, okay. There you go.
All right,
that'll do her.
That answers
What
it.
Would you rather be named?
Well, I go by my middle name, Keith.
Yeah, that's better. Definitely better.
Much better.
Keith, French fries!
His dad's was named... His name was Homer.
Wow! Your family is gold.
Yeah.
Every name in your family tree is great.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your first name was bogus. I feel like a lot of times parents only think what a cute baby name that will be.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And they don't think in third grade kids are brutal.
I don't know. Some comedian one time was saying, you know, when you're going to have the baby, you just think, oh, we're going to have this sweet little baby. It's going to be so cute. You don't realize that he's going to grow up to be a Doug. And that's actually the name she used.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's and I'm great. Like, you know, that's a really good point.
So we're taking calls at 818-955-KLOS of weird first names. KLOS, whose name is weird?
Mine.
Is?
Rex.
Rex.
R-E-X.
What?
No, I don't mind that. I kind of like
That's
Rex.
Not bad.
That's kind of a good name. You don't like it, though, huh?
Oh, man. It always set me aside from everybody at school. John here. Fred here. Rex.
Yeah.
Who the hell's Rex?
It just stood out too much for you?
Yeah, isn't that dog's name?
Yeah, everybody turns around in the class when the teacher calls the name. Who's the Rex kid? Where's this Rex kid? All right, I get that.
That's all right. I'm special. I feel special.
You're
right
special. On, that's
Thanks
it.
For calling, Rex.
Thanks, Rex. KLOS, hello.
Hello, hello. I named my child Coral Ocean Smiley.
Why would you do this to your child?
Why would you do this to your child?
Well, we were living in Costa Rica.
Who cares?
Time. Yeah, you were really drunk.
You're into surfing. Got it. Tell us the name again.
Yeah.
Coral Ocean Smiley.
What does your daughter go by?
Coral.
Oh, well.
She does.
I guess when you stop there, it's not so bad.
She's a teenager and her friends make fun of her and call her Carol.
Yeah, of course.
Well, at least they don't say Karen.
Of course
they
do.
That's a good thing. Right on. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Listen, just because you like cars doesn't mean you need to name your kid 69 Brown Station Wagon. What the hell?
Yes, you do. Even if you don't like cars, I'm going with that name. That's a good name.
KLOS, hello.
Pretty woman.
Yeah, baby.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
You're not the truth.
Yeah.
No one can look as good as you.
That's a fact.
Marcy.
I'm sorry. I'm not Marcy, but thank you. Marcy's a good name. I like
Marcy's
that name.
A great name.
818-955-KLOS.
Your first name or someone that you know's first name is just bogus.
It's the KLOS Free Ride. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
They're still singing.
Should we be talking? Sorry, Scorps. Sorry. No, that is rude.
We're talking about terrible first names and why?
Yeah, why? Why parents? Why
can't parents
be cool?
Know that when the kid gets to be a teenager, which they all will.
Yeah.
They're going to get
Don't
beat
they
up.
Remember being in a classroom and everybody's always looking fun for something to make fun of everybody about?
What is your first name?
My first name is Ivan.
Ivan.
And
that's kind of an old school name.
Yeah, I
kind
of like it, yeah.
Well, yeah, but,
no,
you know, growing up as a kid, it was always Ivan the Terrible, so, you know, whatever.
Sure.
But I was always raised by my middle name, which was Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
I never liked the Ivan thing, man.
And then Patrick, all of a sudden, SpongeBob showed up, and, oh,
hey, he's cool.
Right. And you know what? Yeah. My brother's name is Robert, so Bob. It was always Bob and Patrick.
We got issues.
Yeah. Well, Ivan, thank you for calling.
Thanks,
sorry.
Ivan.
Yeah, your dad.
No, call me Patrick.
All right, Ivan.
All right, Patrick. Ivan. Okay, bye.
Bye. KLOS, hello.
Who is this?
Raul.
I'm sorry?
Raul. R-A-U-L.
Oh, Raul.
Oh, Raul. That's a
normal name.
I love that name. That's a really good name.
Why is that bad?
I'm originally from the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
And I know it's kind of hard for you to understand, but if you're from the Philippines, you'll hate it.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
I hear you.
Well, that sucks because I think it's a cool name, dude. I really do. I like the name Raul. I think that's a cool name.
What you need to change is being from the Philippines.
Get on that right away. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
A little harder task.
Hi there.
Hey.
I called about the name.
Yeah. Yep.
Stupid first names?
I got a stupid first and middle and last
name. Oh, wow. Bumper crop.
Let's hear it all.
Yeah, I know. So my first name is Zoe.
Okay.
And my middle name is Avan, and that's spelled E'VAN. My mom made that up.
Oh. Why? Okay, go ahead.
She was still on the drugs in the hospital.
I guess she did. And my last name is Stuka.
Like
a World War II dive bomber.
Wow, that's rough. That is rough.
No.
How many teachers could not get through that at the beginning of the year every year?
Well, you know what? I had a first grade teacher, and she used to call me Zostuka. and her name was Mrs. Hudson, and so I called her Mrs. Hudson one day. I got in trouble.
You come win. On. No, you win.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, calling about the bad name.
Yeah.
Yep. You have a bad first name?
Oh, you're talking to the man himself, Engelbert.
Really?
You're
an Engelbert?
Engelbert.
Yep, after the singer, Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah, do you Humperdinck's?
Wait, why? Because of the singer?
Oh, say no, please.
Yeah, my mom fell in love with the singer years ago.
Oh, no, that's so awful.
Wow, you should be removed from her custody.
I would not name my daughter Jody because of Jodie Foster. I just wouldn't. Although that's not bad compared to Engelbert.
You know what's funny? When I had kids, I really had to think about my kids' names, see which could be butchered up and avoid those names.
Yeah.
Of course. So,
I don't want them to go through what I went through, of course.
Of course.
So you named them Dickweed and Asswipe, right?
That's a yes.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling, Engelbert.
Hey, no problem, man. Have a good one.
Right on, you too.
Bye.
818-955-KLOS.
Strange first names. Gimme Five is coming up in about 14 minutes.
That's right.
First, we are talking about bad first names. KLOS, hello.
Yo, what's up, boys?
Talking about bad first names.
Yeah, well, you know what? I got stuck with one, and thank God it wasn't the first one. My dad was a huge Dodger fan, so he almost named me Branch after Branch Rickey.
Nope. Wow.
Yeah, but I ended up with Thad.
T-H-A-D.
T-H-A-D.
Yeah, here's the thing. You can never, ever do shit when your name is Thad because your name always comes up and you will get busted. It's not like 72 Steve's, Mike's, or Chris in a 5-mile area.
It stands out. That makes perfect sense.
It does.
You're
does.
Screwed.
So yeah. I started going by Thaddeus.
Thaddeus.
As I got older because I just came to terms with it.
Yeah, no, that's a good way of dealing with it.
Are you fat?
Nope.
Okay.
Do you have a lot of skin tags?
Just because I used to know Tad, who worked on our show.
Oh, Tad.
Thaddeus was his name.
Oh, what was?
Yeah.
Oh. And then on 30 Rock, there was Thad the skin tag lag.
That's right.
Yeah. No, my name actually came from an episode of Gunsmoke.
Oh, no.
What is wrong with people?
Really?
You need a name that you can commit crime with.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Bad first name. I got the classic.
All right.
It's actually, it's a Spanish name, my first name is Eugenio.
Eugenio.
I like it now, but if you look at it the way it's spelled, unless you are fluent in Spanish, you just won't make it.
You'll butcher it.
So it was teacher after teacher after teacher trying to say your name?
The only teachers who ever got it right were my Spanish teachers in school.
Of course.
And you must have been so happy to hear it finally pronounced right.
Really, you know, when the teachers get down to my name, they're like, and I'm like, yeah, right here, dude.
You knew they were talking about you.
You just answered to
yeah.
Okay.
And to add on to that, there's a Roman numeral 5 after my name. But I don't have a middle name, so it looks like a middle initial V, but it's not a V.
They were just messing with you when you were born.
They hated you.
Yeah.
We don't want this baby. Name it a Eugenio. I'll put a 5 after it.
We didn't have time to talk about names that start to fade hard. Names that really go downhill, like Kevin. It's become bad.
Yeah, it is. You know, over the years.
Because Karen. Everybody goes, we need a male. It should be Kevin.
That's right.
I fought that so hard.
And yeah, there's no.
And then thank you to Jeff Roberts on Twitter.
Ooh, good last name, Jeff.
Who sent this to me. It's from Berlin Fresh on TikTok. And it's a whole video about how in Germany, Kevin is a bad name.
That's true. I've heard this before a few years ago. Yeah.
We need to talk about Kevin. Well, Kevin's a totally normal name in the US. In Germany, so-called trendy, exotic-sounding names are sometimes associated with lower social class and bad behavior. In fact, German sociologists call this phenomenon Kevinism.
They don't call it Kevinism.
They do.
Shut up.
But, I mean, in a way, they're saying it's kind of exotic, your name. It's otherworldly. But...
Poor Kevin. One researcher said that the stereotype might be to do with the surge of Kevin popularity amongst Eastern Germans in the 90s.
Which mixed in with other stereotypes about the East. Is there a name like Kevin in your country?
Shut your mouth and shut it and shut up and shut up!
When I say bad songs...
Give me bad
songs.
Where's our theme?
What comes to mind immediately?
Bad to the Bone?
Or our Bobby Goldsboro Watching Scotty Grow? Do you know that song? That's a bad song.
I don't know.
But that's not what we're looking for.
Are we looking for bad songs or songs with bad in
there
them?
There you go. Songs with bad
songs
in
with
the
bad
title.
In the title. Give me
five. Bad songs.
Songs with bad
know, it's a damn shame.
Bad Moon Rising?
We didn't make a wager that you could guess the first song I already had sitting here.
Michael Jackson Bad?
Did you see? That is playing bad songs. Did you see it over here?
I didn't.
Wow, really?
Impressive. I mean,
the first one that comes to mind.
Yeah, there you go. All right, songs with bad in the title.
I have a bad name, but I'm impressive.
818-955-KLOS.
It is Gimme 5. The theme is songs with bad in the title. What is your suggestion?
A really ridiculous one would be Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Oh, that's so bad. That's
Bad
and bad and bad.
Correct. We don't need bad multiplied squared.
Right on, man. We'll try and maybe get some sneakers on for you, though. Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Hey, we're doing Gimme 5. The theme is songs with bad in the title.
Jim Croce, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Uh-oh, there's two in a row.
Two in a row.
Well, there's a name from Stranger Things. What's his name? He loved this song. Remember, he was singing it, and I guess for the sheriff, we'll do. Come on.
Well, we got Bad Company. Bad Company.
Bad Company. Bad Company. Bad Company.
Bad Company.
Bad Company by Bad Company by Bad Company by Bad Company?
You mean by Bad Company?
That's right.
Right on. Thank you.
Bad Company.
Perfect. Bad Company by Bad Company by Bad Company by Bad Company.
You guys have a great day.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And time for This Week in Weekend Next Door app update.
Yay! I love Mondays only because we get these.
I didn't say that very well.
Well, I thought it was brilliant.
A question from Linda. My grandson is saying WAP. I think that's how it's spelled. Over and over again, and will not tell me what it means. Does this mean white Anglo-Protestant? Because
possibly.
I'm Catholic, and he knows this would get on my nerves.
Who is playing this song at this kid?
I don't know, but I love it. I love it so much.
Wow.
Apologies to my neighbor at Liberty Tower for loudly banging on my piano near midnight last night. It was whiskey-induced, and I had not looked at my clock.
I've been there, man. I don't have a piano, but yes, I bang on things.
Let's see. Next door app. Today's trending post. I need someone to do everything. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
We may have done this one before, but it's worth doing again. Looking for a veterinarian shaman to remove evil spirits from my pet cat.
No, we haven't done that yet. And you know what? If they find one, I need it for my pet cat.
Yeah, everyone needs it for their cat. This is crazy. Pegboard for the taking on the corner of 18th and Claiborne. And then Wade says, my wife always says she really wants to try pegging. Never quite know what she was talking about. Is this pegboard still available?
Oh, man.
Trending post, neighbor playing Chaka Khan very loudly.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
Audrey says, farting in my mailbox. Somebody keeps farting in my mailbox late at night. I can hear it outside the window, and I smell it every time I check my mail. This is getting old and is extremely childish.
And now I think I need to do it.
My bills and coupons smell so bad, I can't even pay them or use them at the grocery store.
Yep, need to do this.
Anyone in my neighborhood keep an eye out for the brown eye? I will catch the flatulent phantom.
Flatulent phantom.
Pretty good.
That's a new nickname for me.
And finally, to the lady at the gas station who gave me the finger when I honked my horn and waved at you, your phone was on the top of your car. And that is This Weekend Next Door App Update. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There's a girl with the worst luck ever, played the same numbers every week in the lottery, had it set up to automatically have her debit card buy the ticket just before the drawing. The lottery told her she'd won, but then she didn't have the money in the bank to cover the $3 ticket.
That is one of the worst things I've ever heard with the lottery.
182 million euro, which is almost $200 million.
She's going to regret that for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
That $2.
She was notified that she won.
It's mean.
And then
vicious.
They went, sorry about that. Nope.
Usually I can laugh, but that's just awful.
And we talked about worst first names, and I think the winner is a KLOS listener who named her daughter Coral Ocean Smiles.
I don't know. Engelbert was pretty high up there.
That's pretty good.
Actually named after Humperdink.
That was pretty good.
All right, I'm off to Humper my Dink. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hello.
Hi, you got a nickname?
I had diverticulitis, so they took out a piece of my colon, so they called me semicolon.
My dad dubbed me with the name Super Duper Pooper Scooper.
We were chlorinating some water, and I got sprayed in the face. They called me Money Shot.
my brothers all called me Horny Corny.
So when I was 18, you have to pick out a nickname when you get registered as a state prisoner. And I didn't know that stuck, so I chose the nickname Chupacabra. So ever since 2008, I've been called Chupacabra every time I've been pulled over by the police.
Hey, when I was a little kid, my parents used to call me Butt.
Carole King's Tapestry album set a new record on this day in rock in 1977. It spent 302 weeks on the Billboard Albums chart.